This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Now, here's Fletch.
Hey, it's Fletch from the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're talking with Camille Campbell, who's a senior product manager at Avaya, looking after data center and networking. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today, Camille.
Thanks for having me, Fletch.
So that's a long title. What exactly do you do?
Basically, I'm responsible for communications and product marketing for anything related to networking and data center virtualization.
So we just made a huge announcement on Wednesday about SDDC, which is a software-defined data center. What's that all about?
What we're seeing is that in the data center, the whole process of turning up and even modifying applications isn't as efficient as customers would like it to be. And generally, this is because of product and organizational silos within the data center. So compute is separate from storage and is separate from networking, etc. And really, to turn up applications, it's a series of independent provisioning steps. You have to turn up virtual machines, you have to turn up server adapters, storage partitions, network appliances like firewalls, WAN optimization appliances, and then interconnect everything to build the end-to-end service. And what we're hearing from our customers is that this is not uncommon to take a series of meetings across these different teams over a number of weeks or even months to get a service deployed. So our announcement is really about simplifying this process.
So that's pretty cool. You say cloud services in 4 to 5 simple steps. That is pretty interesting, really, because I think it saves a lot of the administrative overhead on the back end. How do you do that?
The main piece of enabling this is really around orchestration. And what we announced is Avaya support for something called OpenStack. And OpenStack, what it is open source software. And it was actually created by NASA and Rackspace. And what it does is it enables centralized control of data center resources through a single graphical interface. And it allows you to say, if you want to turn up an application with X amount of CPU resources, X amount of RAM, and X type of storage, it then encompasses different modules that will actually talk to the compute, storage, and networking to create that end-to-end service. The other major value is that it really provides a consistent operational model across multiple technologies where there might be different hypervisors, storage technologies, and networking devices present within the network. Now, there is one challenge with the current OpenStack model, and is users who deploy this technology still have traditional pain points from a networking perspective because the current OpenStack network interface is defined for traditional Ethernet or VLAN or spanning tree based networks. So although some orchestration benefits exist, network operators are still living under the constraints of traditional Ethernet based networks. And the most important limitation is that VM mobility is limited because virtual machines today are unable to span subnets in data centers. You may have situations where a server team wants to move a virtual machine from one host to the other. They have to then wait for the networking team to set up the VLAN connection, and then they may not be able to move it to the host they want to move it to because it's in a different layer 3 domain. This is where our Fabric technology comes in. And as you know, we've been developing Fabric technology for a number of years now, and we have a sophisticated implementation that's been deployed globally in mission-critical networks like banks and hospitals, and even in high-profile events like Interop and the upcoming Sochi Olympics. At the heart of our announcement, what we're doing is we're integrating Fabric Connect technology into OpenStack's Neutron module. And what we're doing is providing a much more flexible and agile network for creating network services.
You and I were both at Interop together, and we saw the value that Avaya put forth with the Interop data core that was there, and how really SDN, which was the beginning of the software-defined data center model, had a lot of value to people. It's certainly an emerging space. What's Avaya doing to ensure customers' investments are going to be protected?
Well, so the other piece of the announcement is we are doing a lot of work in terms of developing public APIs into our fabric technology so we can integrate into other SDN-like architectures in addition to what we're doing with OpenStack. And, you know, we recognize that this really is an emerging space and no one really knows how the dust is going to settle. So we want to make sure that Avaya Fabric Connect can be the foundation in different SDN and even custom implementations, and that Fabric Connect can communicate directly with different elements within the data center. And, you know, regardless of where the dust settles with SDN, the role of Fabric Connect within the software-defined data center or the software-defined network is a critical one. It really forms the backplane that enables all the disparate resource pools to be efficiently interconnected, allowing services to be created with greater ease and flexibility in the past. It also eliminates hop-by-hop complex provisioning and replaces it with a very simple endpoint provisioning model. And the other major value is that we can really now enable VM mobility across subnets and even across multiple geographically dispersed data centers. You have the ability to have multiple geographically dispersed data centers appear as one to the applications. And the main benefit is that the server team no longer has to wait for the networking guys. They can essentially move their applications wherever they need to go. We can also, with this technology, scale well beyond the current limitation of 4,000 VLANs and get to 16 million unique services, really getting the network ready for the future. And then the other major value is that we offer very fast resiliency. We've talked to customers that have been absolutely amazed at how fast this technology can reconverge from failures. And really, in the same way that server virtualization created a more dynamic and agile environment for compute, we're really bringing those same values to the network.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. And we covered a lot of those points, actually, in one of our top 10 lists of networking myths. There was actually quite a bit in there about SDN and SDDC. So can you leave us with some final thoughts around those two topics that, for customers that are trying to navigate through and make sense of all of this?
Yeah. And, you know, I think that because this is such an emerging space and, you know, it kind of represents the latest buzzword in the industry, it's really important to kind of look past the hype and really look at the problems that you need to solve within your network and what architecture can really address them. And, you know, Avaya has the ability to solve SDN challenges today with an open architecture that's really going to keep their options open for whatever SDN ecosystem they want to deploy in the future. We're really giving them a foundation that they can build on. Our Fabric Connect technology, of course, is very well established. It's out there in a lot of deployments, and it does solve many of the challenges today that SDN is meant to address. It solves the network complexity challenge. It changes the challenge of changes in applications architectures, which is driving east-west traffic flows. We talked about how it's solving the challenge of virtual machine mobility and multi-touch configuration. And it's also driving for a lot more scalability. We also have a nice solution for multi-tenancy. Our solution supports integrated multi-tenancy capabilities, which of course is becoming much more of a requirement in the data center of the future. And then as we bring in OpenStack, we're automating the network fabric, and we're addressing the ability to manage multi-vendor data centers, and we're giving customers more flexibility and openness through our APIs.
Certainly an exciting time. You know, Camille, I've known you for many, many, many years, and I've talked to you about new technologies that have come out over the past decade, and you always have the really, really exciting stuff. So thanks for sitting down and talking with us today. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We're talking with Camille Campbell. Stop it.
Sorry.
We're talking with Camille Campbell, Senior Product Marketing Manager, looking after the data center and networking. Do you get that title all on one business card, or does it fold out?
Yeah, sometimes it takes two.
Thanks for sitting down with me. Great talking to you as always. We'll be sure to catch you next time.
You bet. Thanks.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.